This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Pain and Pendergast.
All right, mock draft injection time. We've not talked any football yet on the show today. Let's mix some in here with our latest mock draft injection. We only get, probably like 9 or 10 more of these. Draft is, night one is April 24th, Thursday. We got you covered all weekend long for the NFL draft when it's here in a couple of weeks. We do this each and every day at around 7:45. We take a mock draft from one of the experts out there and dig in and see if we would enjoy the world in which this mock drafter lives in. This one, Seth, is Chad Reuter, who is best known for giving really easy report card grades to teams and coaches for things like free agency, draft, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, he got all of his draft grades they range from A+ to B-. He is the most cognizant of the fact that he works for the league itself.
Yes.
You can tell he always feels like he's one text away from losing his job if he pisses off a GM or something. Yes.
I love it.
I admire him for that.
Yeah.
He's a company man and he owns it, damn it.
That's right. All right. So he's got a 5-round mock draft. Well, I wonder what that's like to sit down and does he let AI do it? You're not getting anything right or wrong.
Honestly, a lot of these draft types, I think they really enjoy doing the super long mock drafts because they got to really spend time and think about the team needs and everything.
Yeah.
A lot of our listeners do 7-round mock drafts and what have you. It's a fun rabbit hole to get into.
My son does them on, might be Pro Football Focus. James does them with his buddies. They're each repping their own team and plus a few others. Yeah, they like doing them, man. All right, so let's get to this here. With the 25th overall pick in the Chad Reuter NFL.com mock draft, the Houston Texans select. Okay. Derek Harmon, defensive tackle out of Oregon. I think this is the first Derek Harmon mock that we've had, Seth.
Yeah.
And here's,
go ahead.
No, just here's the. We'll get your breakdown of Derek Harmon here. Matthew Golden is still on the board, and they took Derek Harmon. I would be very frustrated on draft night if that were the case. Just pointing that out.
With Derek Harmon, he's not as tall as Eric Armstead, but he feels like that type of a player.
Okay.
Where I bring up Eric Armstead because the Texans tried to trade for Eric Armstead a couple years ago with Malik Collins, and it didn't work out. And even though the Texans have signed Sheldon Rankins back into the fold, and you feel like, okay, they've got guys that they feel okay with starting, I think D'Amico still has an eye towards finding a difference maker at defensive tackle. And Derek Harmon, like Eric Armstead, isn't going to be a guy that you expect to be in double-digit sacks a whole bunch, but he can play the run, he's long, he's physical, he uses his hands well, that D'Amico, especially with a 25th pick, might feel really, really comfortable with somebody like him. He's a different type of player than like Walter Nolan. I think Walter Nolan is gone by this point in this draft, who's a bit of a twitchier defensive tackle. Mm-hmm. So this wouldn't surprise me But I think I'm like most Texans fans where I feel like, all right, please itch me where I've got the biggest scratch, and that's at interior offensive line and at wide receiver.
Correct.
Right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Walter Nolan.
I wouldn't be upset with this. I think it would make sense, but I just the instant gratification in me wants an offensive lineman or a wide receiver, especially Matthew Golden, who I've fallen in love with.
If Matthew Golden's on the board, this will be, you know, the prism I look at it through, Seth. What will the reaction be at the draft party if they take a defensive tackle with the needs on the offensive line and with a name wide receiver sitting there at 25 also? I think that D'Amico and Nick are probably at the point here where they're above getting booed at the draft party for a pick like this. To your point, he's a good player. And this, you know, too, if you take a defensive tackle, I feel really good that the bust factor on a defensive lineman drafted by D'Amico Ryans is at all high. Like, the bust factor feels very low for a guy getting drafted at that position by the Texans. By the way, Nolan goes with the very next pick to the Eagles, who make a trade up to go get him. Which is,
I think that, that actually makes sense to me, that if D'Amico had to choose between Derek Harmon and Walter Nolan, I know that a lot of people think, well, he wants penetrating defensive linemen. I think he wants more than just that. I think for your penetrating defensive linemen, D'Amico's totally fine moving defensive ends down into defensive tackle in situations when you want to get athleticism and speed there. I think he wants a guy that you feel good about being all three. He can stop the run on first down. He can rush the passer on third down. And I think Derek Harmon fits that bill more. It's the Matthew Golden part that I would feel a little bit left out.
Yeah, if it's 25 and Golden is still on the board right there, the anticipation during that 10 minutes leading up to the pick for me is going to be very tense. Very tense. They need a wide receiver. With the 58th overall selection, the Houston Texans select in the Chad Reuter NFL.com 5-round mockaroo, Charles Grant, offensive lineman, William & Mary. And as we point out, anytime somebody is drafted from an FCS school or even a group of five schools, Seth, or group of however many conferences it is now that aren't a power conference, this would be out of character for the Nick Caserio era. This is more of a Julion Davenport kind of pick right here.
And he's the classic, a guy from a smaller school, so hasn't faced the same level of competition. But you also look at him as a little bit of a physical project, that he's lankier. And I feel like we already have one of those guys in Blake Fisher. I think that Blake Fisher is a lankier guy that's shown some promise, and that you want to just see him grow into his grown man body and learn how to play as a taller guy. And I think he's making good progress in that. So my appetite for having another, like a younger Blake Fisher on the team, I like it for the long term, but it doesn't reward my id as much as I want.
No, that's a good way to put it. That's not a needle mover for me. I'll wait and see. And it's hard to imagine that guy getting on the field and contributing if you're coming from William & Mary. But I don't know. I haven't watched any of his film. I believe he was one of the guys who's visited the Texans on a 30 visit. So he's on their radar right now. We'll just rattle through these other ones quickly. 79th overall pick, Texans select in the Chad Reuter mock draft, Jeffrey Bassa, linebacker from Oregon.
We've already got a linebacker from Oregon on that team who's a developmental project.
Jamal Hill, yep. Yeah.
I'm intrigued by Jamal Hill. Let's wait and see what happens with Jamal Hill.
89th overall pick, Houston Texans select, Savion Williams, wide receiver, TCU. Not the first time we've seen him drafted to the Texans when we go with the multi-round mock. And with the 177th overall pick, that is a fifth-round pick, Houston Texans select Taj Brooks, running back, Texas Tech. Guns up. Am I allowed to do that? That's a Red Raiders thing. Guns up. So I do think they're going to take a running back in this draft at some point. It gets more interesting if they use one of those top 89, you know, those four picks in the top 89 on a running back. Supposedly a very deep running back class, according to John Harris.
The best thing about running backs is that as soon as you draft one at any point in the draft, you watch the highlights, and there's not a single highlight reel of a running back who gets drafted that doesn't convince you that this guy is like O.J. Simpson, but a law abider.
Yeah.
I like this guy. Yeah.
I was really psyched about Juwan Jordan last year when they took him in the sixth round from Louisville.
Juwan Jordan especially. His highlights, you watch Juwan Jordan highlights and you do see, you're like, okay, all right, this plays really well amongst smaller human beings, right, but we got to see how this does with large human beings.
I watched probably two Louisville games maybe from that season, but one of them was against Notre Dame. They beat Notre Dame and he ran for like 162 yards. I'm like, oh, they got a steal. They got a steal with this Jawar Jordan, let me tell you.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. Middle screen texting in on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. This goes back to us discussing briefly whether Julio Jones is a Hall of Famer. I think you know what's coming, Seth. You can't tell the story of the NFL without Julio Jones.
It's true. It's true. Well, you know what? The Julio Jones trade is always fun because it always comes back. Will Anderson's going to be that way too. Will Anderson and Julio Jones had a couple of the most aggressive trades for a non-quarterback in the first round.
Yeah.
So they almost become a barometer for future trades like that. You heard a lot about the Julio Jones trade in that Will Anderson's was the most aggressive since Julio Jones or as whatever the accounting works out on it.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. Can't tell the story of aggressive round one trades without Julio Jones
in
or Will Anderson.
In 2011. Here was the trade. I'm looking at it right now. The trade was with the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland traded this pick to Atlanta for Atlanta's first round pick. So Atlanta moves up from 27 to 6, and they gave up a second rounder, a fourth rounder, and then a first and a fourth in 2012. That's actually very similar to what the Texans gave up. The Texans gave up a 2 and some fodder, and then a 1 the next year and some fodder to move up far fewer spots. They moved up from 12 to 3. Atlanta moved all the way up from 27 to 6. Yeah. To get Julio Jones. That's wild.
You know, in watching Draft Day for the first time this weekend in its entirety, the one thing about where I kept telling myself, like, all right, don't overanalyze this, whatever. The picks are the picks. And the part that rang true that I'm glad that we in Houston don't have to worry about is that, all right, the GM, Kevin Costner, made this aggressive trade because he was feeling desperate because the owner had basically forced him into it.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real enough sentiment that you feel and you worry about as an NFL fan. Is the crazy owner from the Browns gonna make my GM do something stupid? I don't worry about the actual picks or anything. I don't worry about that with Cal McNair and Hannah McNair. I don't feel like they're gonna at any point force Nick Caserio or D'Amico Ryans into making a ridiculously absurd trade.
I agree with that.
For a player that they haven't researched fully.
All right, we made the trade. Now let's go do the work, fellas.
Let's go find out if there's any reason we shouldn't have made this absurdly aggressive trade.
When's the draft? In 10 hours, you know?
Well, that's the other thing I kept telling myself, and I knew this from just having seen people talk about draft day. If you imagine that it's an entire offseason compressed into 12 hours, then it makes more sense, too.
Yeah.
A lot of these stories, like that, what's his name, the linebacker?
Vontae Mack.
Vontae Mack, yeah. That, okay, Oh, yeah, Vontae Mack had handed the football player to his sister who died of cancer six months later.
Yeah.
That people would have known that story, and it would have been talked about, and he'd been ejected because of it.
Okay.
But, yeah, that might have been on First Take a time or two.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner wouldn't be divulging this information to everybody for the first time on draft morning.
Oh, my God.
But I let it all go. It was all right. We've compressed 6 months into 12 hours.
Cannibalize your review of this movie for later this week, please.
Okay.
Although I am enjoying, these are little breadcrumbs that you're giving out. I'm enjoying these teases. Some of this stuff I'm forgetting about. I'm like, oh my God, that was absurd. And that was absurd.
The thing that bothered me the most was Vontae Mack's brass knuckles phone holder.
Yeah, you didn't like that?
I didn't like it just because it was so obvious, like what the filmmakers were trying to do.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh wait, does this guy have too much of an edge?
Yeah.
What's the deal with this guy?
I love that. All right, the Rockets are likely going to be the number two seed, which makes for a very, very fun week of scoreboard watching. We'll get to that. We'll hit the Cougs in the 8 o'clock hour as well. A lot of basketball talk on the show today. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.